home run, just what did you see? And not only how much did you want that one after the past couple of at-bats, but just how much do you think the team needed a big knock like that after the way the series had gone?
Yeah, for sure. Just wanted to help my guys out any way they could, or any way I could, sorry. And, you know, I got my barrel out and ball connected on it. And I knew it right off the bat, pointed at Wimmer because he kind of said that I was – probably going to hit a grand slam or a three-run bomb or two-run bomb. So just pointed at him and gave him some love.
Wimmer said
that? Yeah. Caleb, this weekend, obviously four hits today, two Friday. What did this weekend mean to you after how long you've kind of been working to get back? And I guess how good are you feeling about your swing right now after three games like that?
Yeah, it was huge for my confidence. Swing feels really good. Also, have a lot of luck on my side right now, apparently. But, yeah, swing feels really good right now.
Yeah, sticking with you, just how proud were you of this guy over here next to you when he hits that? Oh, sorry, were we over there?
No.
Okay. I saw people pointing. How proud are you of that dude when he hits that three-run bomb, gives you guys the lead?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm so proud of this guy. One of the hardest workers in the locker room throughout this whole stretch of him struggling. He's just kept his head down and kept working, so it's really great, and I was really proud of him to see him hit that.
Yeah, Will, a couple for you. How have you been able to maintain your confidence at the plate and kind of flashing back to last week when the crowd was chanting your name like that? What did that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. You know, my guys are getting behind my back. And, you know, vice versa. We're always there for guys when they're not doing well. And it's kind of just always keep working. It's going to pay off eventually. And, you know, today we finished with a dub, so, you know, it paid off for sure.
I guess this could go for either of you guys, but, you know, when you guys were struggling at certain points this season, were there any adjustments that you guys figured you should make, or did you guys just stick with what you were doing and hope everything changes?
You know, I've made a couple adjustments with Monty and kind of just talked with Monty, and, you know, he's helped me out a lot with both sides of the plate and just always trying to stay confident, positive when you're in that box, because you never know what could happen.
For either one of you guys, Coach said he wasn't trying to get ejected, but when you see your coach go out there and argue and fight for you, does it fire you guys up? Like, how do you guys respond to that in the dugout after you see your coach get ejected like that?
I don't know if it fires us up, but it's nice to know that he has our back no matter what. He's going to fight for us. So it's really nice having that.
For both of you guys, if you could take it, you know, filling in while some of the other guys are injured, just how have you kept yourselves ready? And, you know, there might be the day that comes where it's like, hey, we appreciate it, but you'll have to go take a seat now. How do you think you guys will handle that if you're told, all right, well, we got our starters back?
Yeah, I mean, it's really what's best for the team. We just want to win, you know, whoever's on the field that day, we're just trying to win, and we believe in all of our guys. So whoever's on that field, whoever's on that mound, you know, we're trying to win no matter who it is.
Caleb, what have the last couple of weeks been like for you watching a few games from the dugout? But if you felt like your swing was coming back around, did you feel like once you got back in there that you would have the kind of success that you've had immediately?
Yeah, the last 2 weeks I've just kind of had a different perspective on it, and I've always been a team guy, but especially it's kind of tough to do when you're sitting on the bench and you really want to get in, you have to accept the position you're in. But yeah, my swings felt really good the last about week, and I was just ready to get that opportunity, and whenever I did, I knew I was going to be ready.
Will, King mentioned the play you made in the seventh with the bases loaded, kind of going over with on the ground ball. How much can a play like that help you when you're coming to the plate later in an inning? And in general, how much has your defense helped you kind of stay confident while you've been kind of struggling at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, that was probably my toughest play this series. And, you know, I was just glad I could make that play so we can get out of that inning and go score some runs. And, you know, eventually that happened. And, you know, I was always trying to stay confident both sides of the field, no matter what. So, you know, you're successful when you always stay confident and positive in yourself.
Yeah. Will, switch hitter, but several times this weekend and last weekend too, you hit right on right. What goes into the thought process of when you want to do that and when you don't?
Yeah, talk with King and Monty and kind of see what the splits are with those arms that we're seeing. Kind of see what the best situation, do I go right against this guy, left against this guy, kind of what's the best chance of success I can have against those guys to help the team out and win. Yeah.
And just to follow up on that, have you ever hit right on right before this season, and how much does it change just visually as a guy who has never done that before?
Yeah, I've done it a couple times, kind of when I first started switch hitting before high school. You kind of just – it's a little weird, but, you know, you kind of just go back to, you know, your face and same kind of arm, same fastball kind of, and you kind of just try and see it deep and make contact, you know, the best you can.